I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Protests over taxes and spending cuts turned deadly today in Greece. Three bank workers died in Athens after demonstrators set their building on fire. Tens of thousands of Greeks took to the streets of the capital to protest as part of a general strike. They threatened to storm Parliament and clash with security forces, who fired canisters of tear gas into the crowd. The riots come after weeks of political and financial turmoil in Greece. The president of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, spoke out against the violence.
Protest is a right of citizens in our democratic societies, but nothing can justify the recourse to violence.
One of the protesters out on the streets of Athens today was Despina Koutsoumba. She's an elected official with the Greek Civil Servants Trade Union. Koutsoumba remains undeterred despite today's violence.
We were striking today against the austerity measures that our government is introducing to the parliament. We will be on strike until these measures and these politics are taken back.
We'll get to the politics in a moment, but first, as for those three people who died in the bank, why did that happen, as you understand it?
As I understand it, that happened because some people that we condemned threw a Molotov bomb, and you know that protesters and employees do not use these methods of violence.
So you seem to draw a distinction between your protest as a member of the Greek Civil Servants Trade Union and the people who threw the Molotov cocktail.
Just a moment, please. Just a moment. Because, sorry, we had so much gas from the police today that it's annoying me even now, hours after.
Are you okay to talk?
Yes, okay. I am.
It sounds like you're drawing a distinction between your protest and the protesters who threw this Molotov cocktail.
They were not protesters. We don't even know who they were, because I think they were masks, full face masks. I will wait to see the photographs and everything from the scene.
Ms. Koutsoumba, regardless of how that happened, the fact remains that three bank workers did die related to the drama around these protests. Do you think it will deal some kind of blow to your cause, the cause of the protesters out in the streets?
No, I think that the incident is separated from the demonstrations, and even though we are really, really shocked by what happened, that doesn't mean that all the other things about governor's politics will change in our minds. There's so much anger. If these measures go on, I don't know what will happen in 2 or 3 months. I really don't know. And maybe we'll have more dead people, either because they won't have anything to eat or because we will go on the streets and, I don't know, fight with each other. There is a social problem here. It's a problem of, it's not economical, it's social.
I understand that there is a social component to this, Ms. Koutsoumba, but the fact is Greece is heavily in debt, on the verge of defaulting on billions of dollars of loan. What choice does your country have other than this drastic package of austerity measures?
They want us to decrease our public deficit. Is it right? It's right. But public deficit it wasn't caused by our salaries and pensions. There are so many other ways to decrease public deficit. You know that in 1996 we had 45% taxes for the big companies, and now we have 20%. That's a huge amount of money that the state loses. I told you before, there is so much anger in Greek society. I saw people 50 and 60 years old shouting to the police officers.
Why is everybody so angry?
Because all these people who became rich for the previous year never paid for anything, and they want us to pay. This is not... They are proposing us not living, surviving. And we don't want us to survive. We want to live.
Ms. Koutsoumba, will you be protesting tomorrow and for the near future?
Yes, we are going to protest tomorrow, and we will have a general strike next week. And we are going to the end. Because either they will hear the demonstrators, or this society will be so, I don't know, will be like a bomb.
Despina Kutsumba with the Greek Civil Servants Trade Union in Athens. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.